You're listening to Palm 105.5, and I've got a couple of guests in the studio at the moment from My Glitter Balls Promotions. We've got John Ross. Hello, John.
Hello there.
And also the PR and Marketing Director. Is that right?
Well, it's a bit posh. I've been just promoted there, John. Thank
Glenn
you.
Glenn King, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Okay, so we're here to talk about the glitter ball. Is that what it is?
It's my glitter balls, yeah, to be precise. And it's, promotions. And it's not my day job. But I've set up My Glitter Balls Promotions to put on some fabulous glam rock and rock and roll nights this year.
And one of them is approaching quite quickly, isn't it? It's the 14th of August. This is with...
Yeah, this is with the original and legendary Slade. Still with the original Don Powell drummer and Dave Hill lead guitarist.
Now, Colin Leslie started jumping up and down when I told him Dave Hill was there, because he remembers him from way back and remembers the whole story. A lot of people remember Don Powell as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of, if people want to get involved and come to this gig, what can they expect from, because it's at the Riviera International Centre.
Yeah. So what we've got, 1,200 tickets on sale, and tickets are going well for that, thankfully. And Slade will be headlining. People that know Slade know all of the hits, and they did a lot more than just Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah.
Everything from My Friend Stan to Far, Far Away to Mama We're All Crazy Now. And I have got to say that the chap that took over from Noddy Holder about 5 years ago, Mal McNulty, is fantastic. I mean, he's a real musician in his own right. And anyone that knows Slade would say, God, it must be so difficult to fill Noddy Holder's shoes. But this guy does it, and he does it his own way. And he's brilliant, and he's so well loved and respected for it. So Slade are as hard as ever on stage in the way they rock, and they're fantastic. They still do it for me, and that's why I'm putting the whole thing on. So they're headlining, and then I've got two other support bands, Heroes, who do all the jam and clash, two-tone, ska, fantastic. And then a group called the Ziggies, and they do all the Bowie and T-Rex, and a bit of Sweet, and a bit of ELO as well. And Ziggy, who heads up that band, is a good mate of mine from the 70s weekend circuit that I frequent as well. So I'm putting on acts that I would personally want to pay good money to go and see myself. This is my passion. And it's all linked together with the RST Roadshow Disco. And this chap, Bob, will be covering everything that was fantastic about the 70s in between all the acts. So it's a massive night, glam rock party, and it's from doors open at 7 in the evening, and it doesn't finish until 3 in the morning.
He knows how to sell it, doesn't he?
He does. It's going to be a hell of an extravaganza.
It's all put on by you, and that's My Glitter Balls Promotions. Mm. But what's your daytime job?
My day job is Edge Recruits, a recruitment company which I founded with my business partner, Chris Leonard, about 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And, it's a fabulous business to be in. But most certainly, my other massive passion in life has to be the 70s and 80s. But that's what's driven me to put all of this on this year.
So what would be the message then, I guess, if people remember the good tunes from the 70s, what would be the message to get them to come and see this show?
Well, this is all about memories and feel-good factor, and really letting yourself go for a night. There are lots of stresses and strains in life, and I can bear witness to this. When you go on a 70s night, particularly when you've got a great band, and they don't come much better than Slade, then you forget all your troubles and strifes for a night, and everybody just has the most fabulous time. And what we need is more feel-good factor, and that's what I'm trying to do with all of this.
Now, a couple of weeks ago, there was a shot of me, you, and
Barry
from the Riviera Centre dressed up in glam rock gear. So are we asking people to turn up with the old fancy dress?
Well, it would be fantastic if they do, yeah. I mean, it's completely optional. My wife doesn't let me go anywhere without my lip gloss now. Actually, she wants nothing to do with my makeup, really. The more glam people look on the night, the better. But, I mean, there are going to be people that if they want to turn up just as in normal clothes, that's fine.
I think the important thing is people going there to let their hair down.
Yeah.
But I think you're also going to sell sort of merchandise and glitter wigs. So I'm going to be honest here. I don't personally feel that comfortable getting dressed up. I want to relive my youth in the 70s, but I'll go there and I'll buy a glitter wig because I think you'll feel left out if you don't. But,
glitter wig being like strands of silver tassels, yeah. that kind of thing.
They're lovely but cheap as well. So there'll be, Glenn's right, there'll be loads of that stuff out on sale in reception. So lots of little attachments and accessories that people can buy and then prod other people with on the dance floor.
It's just having fun, isn't it?
It is.
Okay, so Glenn, how did you meet John? What's your role within the whole promotion?
I've actually known John for quite some time through his business at Edge Recruits in the business community. But this is the first time we've actually really worked together. So I'm delighted that, you know, that we're doing that. I've got the very dirty job of doing all the PR and actually meeting some of these legendary heroes and interviewing them.
Oh, what a nightmare.
I know. I have Alvin Stardust's mobile number on my phone, but you know, and I actually spoke to him today, but we're moving on. Sorry, that's another concert that that we're doing. So it's meeting these heroes, these musical heroes, and getting the interviews and getting all the press out there, because I just think it's such an amazing opportunity for people in the Southwest. All these the three gigs that you're doing this year are all at Torquay, so it's fantastic news for the Bay. And it's the heroes, your musical heroes, are coming to you locally. You don't
and
have
there
to
should
travel.
Be more of it.
Absolutely.
They really should, shouldn't they? Because we have got some really good venues around the South West.
We have. I mean, we've got Slade on the 14th of August, so that's kicking off there at the Riviera Centre. Then Alvin Stardust is the 19th of November at the Princess Theatre. And then we've got the infamous...
We've got the original Glitter Band with two drummers. Six-piece band there on stage headlining the Christmas glam rock party and being supported by BC Sweet, who are the original backing band to Brian Connolly's Sweet. And they're at both bands, absolutely incredible. That's Friday, December the 3rd, at the Riviera Centre. And that's everyone's Christmas glam rock party. And I have to say, inclusive in the ticket price of £25 is a full-on Christmas meal, so
you can't go wrong.
You can't beat that, and you've got the RST Roadshow Disco again.
So it's
as well.
Tinsel turkey curry, and I just think, but you know, I'm very much corporate, and we're used to the business community, yeah. And I think this is a fantastic alternative to the staff Christmas party. Because I think people get quite jaded with the normal sort of Christmas parties out there, and this is going to be so different.
Okay, so if people want to book, how do they do that? What's the contact details?
Well, they can contact the Riviera Centre. The box office is open 7 days a week from 9 in the morning until 5.
Yep.
And that's 01803 206 333. And they can also book tickets online through the English Riviera Tourist Board and Talk Tour Bay.
And Hoagie, can I just thank you and Palm FM for sponsoring all these events for us and all your support? It's
You're
been
welcome.
Absolutely fantastic.
No, we love throwing our weight behind this kind of thing. It is good. It's good for the area, and it brings, like you said, brings an awful lot of memories back for a lot of people who listen to this station, which is what we do, playing all the classic hits.
Yeah, I want to say an eternal thank you to you and everybody at Palm FM, because you're all fabulous. And I really just so appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. John Ross, promoter and owner, I guess. Of
My Glitter Balls.
My Glitter Balls.
They're My Glitter Balls.
Yeah. And Glenn King, the PR and marketing guru.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.